I think when the electoral college environment comes into play, there are better places for Donald Trump to spend his time than Virginia. If you think about the industrial states of the Midwest or the Sun Belt states, the big seven that we're looking at, Virginia doesn't make that cut. But in the next tier, if you're looking for a way to maybe move beyond those seven, Virginia's in that group of states. And so it seems to me that Donald Trump is thinking a little investment could really pay off in a state that polls show somewhat close, not as close as some of the others, but not out of reach either.
Do you think that maybe the Republicans have some internal polling that suggests this race in Virginia is closer than maybe we anticipate?
That may be the case. You never know what the internal polling has to say, and you also don't always know whether you should believe the internal polling. What we do know about the election in Virginia is that this is a state that does bounce back and forth. We have a Republican governor who was elected a year after the Democrats won the Electoral College vote in Virginia in 2020 versus 2021. So there's always an opportunity, I think, in Virginia for either party to step forward. But certainly, if you were to make a choice, a day in North Carolina probably makes more sense for Trump than a day in Virginia.
So all the U.S. House seats are up for grabs this year, Professor. What kind of role do the races in Virginia's 7th, 10th, and even 2nd districts play?
We're looking at a very tight race for the U.S. House nationally, and the election is going to be won and lost in outer ring suburban congressional districts, like Virginia 7 especially, but also potentially Virginia 2. Basically, Democrats will win most of the urban districts, they'll win the inner ring suburbs, and they will lose the more rural districts. And so the challenge is that in-between area, places like Stafford and Loudoun and Spotsylvania, where elections can be won and lost. And so that's where you see the real challenge, I think, for control of the House playing out. For us here in Virginia in the 7th, in Maryland potentially the 6th district, the district in western Maryland, and then, of course, further afield, suburban districts around big cities in the Midwest as well.
We have Tim Kaine running against Hung Cao for the Senate. Tim Kaine running for re-election. How do you see that contest playing out?
Well, the polls do show that that's not a particularly close race. I think that the challenge that Hung Cao has faced throughout this contest is that when Republicans look at where their best pickup opportunities are and where they choose to spend the bulk of their money, they're thinking Montana's more optimistic, Ohio may be more appealing, and so he's struggled, I think, to remain competitive in fundraising and with messaging. Cao is not a particularly bad candidate or anything like that. He was competitive in a congressional race 2 years ago in the 10th district in Northern Virginia, but when Republicans are looking at where to put their chips down in this contest for control of the Senate, they're not looking at Virginia as a top pickup opportunity.